Funding for this podcast comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
This is Radio Boston. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. Staging Shakespeare on the Common has its challenges. City sounds interrupt, rain threatens, and then there's the blood. And what's happening here right now?
There are a couple key bloody moments in the show. I reference the blood in the show a couple times. I say, you know, if you love this painting wherein you see me smeared, I've just come out of battle and I'm smeared with the blood of the people I've killed. And it's like a mantle of honor for me that I've got my enemy's blood all over me.
Now, imagine that you have to rub that onto your face, like you've covered your entire... So you need to use your hands and rub that onto your face.
Okay.
That is the actual action of what he needs to do, is to cover himself, face and chest, with his hands, so he looks like he's covered in blood. So whatever...
But he's rubbing it in, what's killing it?
Well, here, if he had to take a ketchup bottle and squeeze, that's going to look like.
Well, look like to the audience at least, sitting in the grass or on the grass on Boston Common. Now, the man getting covered in blood is Nicholas Carrier, who plays the title role in the Commonwealth Shakespeare Company's production of Coriolanus.
Hi, how are you?
I'm great. Thank you so much for letting me drop by to rehearsal today.
Is it okay if I sit?
Please, be as comfortable you want.
So Coriolanus is one of Shakespeare's lesser-known plays, but I sat down with the company's artistic director, Stephen Mahler, and as we talked, it became clear that the play is about leadership and the relationship between the governed and those who govern them, and that it can be and is very relevant to modern audiences.
Why did the company choose to do this play this year?
Well, I chose the play because I was actually about a year ago, I was in Amman, Jordan, doing some workshops on Shakespeare with the University of Jordan. And that was sort of as the Arab Spring was really evolving and sort of it was post the sort of, beginnings of it all in Tunisia and Libya. But it was still very active and very alive in the sense of the political structures changing and monarchs and leaders being deposed and the restlessness of the people and food riots and starvation and how starvation motivates political change at times was very resonant to me because I was sort of there in the middle of it. And to a certain extent, the Occupy movement or even the Tea Party movement is sort of reflective of similarly of a sense of the unrest of people feeling like they're not being represented, people believe their voice isn't being heard. And that's very much what this play is about. So it felt to me the perfect play to do now, because when people come and see the play and on the Common, they will hear things that feel ripped out of the headlines. It really feels like a play that was written yesterday.
Such as?
Well, the play begins with a riot about the price of food. And people saying that the oligarchy, the power structures are withholding food and hoarding food. And it's very resonant. There's stuff in the play that's very resonant of trickle-down economics. And there's this great speech, very famous speech, called the Belly Speech, where it talks about how the senators and the patricians and the ruling class are the belly. And they get the food first because they're the most... But they distribute that food to the hands, to the eyes, to the to the ears.
So, of course, one of Shakespeare's greatest strengths is that he's totally timeless. But yet I note that through some of the costumes that I've seen in the set design here, it looks like you're setting it in absolutely modern times.
It's very now. The production is now. We haven't set it specifically in, Tunisia or Syria, nor have we set it in a specifically American context, but all of the imagery is drawn from our world, our imagery. So I think that audiences can immediately make those leaps to sort of pick your uprising, right? Pick your restlessness, place of restlessness. So it feels, because to me the play feels so fresh and so contemporary, it really feels like it invites and even demands a sort of a contemporary treatment.
The scene that you were having them rehearse when I first arrived, where Coriolanus is on the stage and there were the many other people surrounding him, and they essentially they drive him out of the city.
Yep.
Can you tell me what's happening in that scene?
Sure. So the Coriolanus is, as I said, a very successful military leader. And really it's his mother, Volumnia, very, very central and powerful character in the play, who has ambitions for him beyond being just a military leader. She wants him to be the consul, the our president. He doesn't really want this job, but he relents because his mother is so forceful and so ambitious for him. But one of the things that he has to do as part of that is to go before the people and ask them for their vote. It's very much what politicians do now. They have to go to the Dunkin' Donuts and shake hands to the patrons who are coming into Dunkin' Donuts. And he does it, and he does it terribly. The people do ultimately give him their voice, but then they retract it. And that's really a manipulation by two tribunes. The people have two leaders who were elected. Those two people are opposed to Coriolanus. So they have now manipulated this moment whereby Coriolanus has to come back to the people and again ask them for their voices. But it's really a staged moment in that the tribunes have already decided that they are going to attack him. And so they over the course of that scene, it's really like a bunch of jackals circling a prey. They banish him. They have him kicked out of town. And it's a very powerful moment in the play because Rome has just evicted the one person who's powerful enough to defend the city against its antagonists.
In the name of the people, and in the power of us, the tribunes, we, from this instant, banish him from our city.
Yes!
And the peril of precipitation from off the rocks I begin never more to enter our Rome gates. In the people's name, I say it shall be so.
Yes! Hear me, my masters and my common friends.
He is sentenced no more hearing.
So I read that this play wasn't performed originally after Shakespeare wrote it for decades. Why do you think that is?
I don't know. I'm not a sort of a Shakespeare historian. But it's interesting because during the time that he wrote the play, there were actually food riots happening in London and in the countryside. So not only was Shakespeare writing about this sort of historic time of unrest, but there was unrest in his own time when it was happening. And I love the fact that we have this sort of restlessness in our time. There was this restlessness in the period of Rome, and there was also this restlessness in Shakespeare's time. And all of that is sort of food for this incredible dramatic event that's going to happen here on the Boston Common, but also, performed obviously during Shakespeare's time and then happened in real life in Roman times.
Now, how do you see Coriolanus fitting into, the annual tradition?
Well, our mission is to make these great plays available to everyone and to anyone, and that we really feel like these plays belong to the people and belong to everyone. Certainly in Shakespeare's day, when he was writing the plays, he was writing for everyone. So Shakespeare was really a populist writer. And it's very relatively recently that Shakespeare's been seen as sort of the academic or the, something that only the privileged could understand. And I actually think that's as far from the truth as you could possibly get. He wrote for people of all societies in his time. And to be able to do these fantastic plays out here in the Boston Common with 10,000 people in front of the audience, is extraordinary. It's an amazing, amazing opportunity. And for me, what I'm excited about is theater as a locus point for civic discourse. And I think that there's no better play to be doing right now than this play because it brings up so many issues that are being sort of encountered all over the world and in our own country as we move into an election cycle.
Stephen Mahler is the artistic director of the Commonwealth Shakespeare Company. Coriolanus is free and runs on the Boston Common through August 12th. Well worth a visit. Up next, the Boston Phoenix goes glossy, so will it lose its edge? Stay with us. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. This is Radio Boston.